Question 3. You should notice that questions 2, 3, and 4 are exactly the same question for each of the statistical models. Right? Okay. Correlation. When to use a Pearson's correlation? When both of the variables are quantitative and the research hypothesis is about their linear relationship. It's a two-parter. It's not enough to say that both of the variables are quantitative. You can also stick two quantitative variables into a within-group ANOVA and test for a mean difference. So it's two quantitative variables and a research question or a research hypothesis about whether or not they're linearly related. The research hypotheses for a correlation are that the correlation is positive, the correlation is zero, or the correlation is negative. Once again, notice that the research hypothesis can be the null. And the last part, when correlation can be used to test each type of research hypothesis. Again, the statistical model has nothing to do with causal interpretability. For each of the three models, the answer of when the results can be causally interpreted is exactly the same. Attributive hypotheses cannot be tested by correlation. It's a univariate hypothesis. It's a bivariate analysis. They don't go together. Associative hypotheses can always be tested by correlation, and it is far and away the most common type of hypothesis tested by correlation, because most of the time, if we have two quantitative variables, we measured both of them. There was no manipulation, there was no assignment. We measured both of them. We want to ask if they're linearly related, and we use the correlation to see if there is a reliable statistical relationship. The results of a correlation can be causally interpreted if we have random assignment, manipulation, and no confounds. Anytime you're able to correlate the results from a true experiment, those can be causally interpreted.